All right, it's your good friends, Bob and Dan. It's Monday. How's it going? How was your weekend? We have Donovan here. We have Gribbs and Groobs. We have Seabass. And we have the most unlikely piece of audio, I would think, based on the usual Tom way of doing things. Seemed like a last minute deal. Trying to get Donovan in to see Snoop and then hook him up with a post game interview. Snoop, was it possible?
Yes, sir.
So I'm reading these emails back and forth. Tom is forwarding on the email, and I'm just like, this just isn't happening. Like, if he was directing me to go there to get the Snoop audio, I wouldn't go. The looseness of the, and it's like the contact seemed like maybe she knew how to get in touch with Snoop, but maybe not, and she can't get you tickets, and I'm like, then you're supposed to show up and what, knock at the back door? Like the way I got into the 3-6 Mafia show?
Knock at the back door, huh?
Anyway, Donovan then says, I've got audio.
Yes, you know, I went to the show with the same thought in mind, Dan. Had no expectations, like you said, since I had to buy my own ticket to get in.
You had to buy a ticket?
Yeah.
Really?
That's unreal. I talked to the lady at Capitol Records, and she said she had a backstage pass for me, but she didn't have any tickets. No extra tickets at all.
Which is...
Don't I would think I said pass?
That's what I thought. You can't just put the backstage pass like at Will Call and that gets me in. She's like, no, you have to have a ticket.
Weird.
So I bought a ticket.
And so she's from Snoop's record company, theoretically, but she can't get him a ticket in the door.
That doesn't...
Can't you just give him a,
yeah,
put his name on a list?
Right.
If you're with Snoop, you can get anyone in you want.
You would think.
Not only that, but when we saw Snoop last time, he had about 7,000 people on stage, so it didn't look like anyone was regulating.
There was green hats. There was...
Remember that?
Yeah.
Then they're trying to get as many girls onto his bus as possible.
Yeah, it wasn't... I don't think it was as out of control.
Who was the opening for? The Chili Peppers? Yeah, it was Snoop and the Chili Peppers, right?
Yeah, in like 01.
Yeah.
So I get to the show, and she wanted me to text her when I got there, and I did. Mm-hmm. And she told me after the show, meet her at the left of the stage, I guess like some groupie. So she told me to be patient because it might take a while after the show. So I stand there after the show and just kind of standing around looking just like a groupie. Some people are going backstage. Some are trying to get back there. And I see her on stage. She asked me, am I Donovan? Yes. She gave me a backstage pass. She takes me back. So I'm backstage and there are three other media guys. So there are four of us. They called us all radio. Didn't call us by name or anything. There's radio right there. So they take us down the hallway. We pass the green room and the green room is just jumping. There's freaking smoke billowing out that bad boy, music pumping, girls in there. It's just a big old fat party in the green room.
Is it that one upstairs?
Yes, yes. So
okay. I've been in that green room with 3-6 Mafia as they looked over the various presents that a few fans threw up there on stage and decided which one looked like it would burn the easiest.
Right. So we're standing in this hallway for a while, and when we're standing there...
Like you at Ticket Stock.
Sure.
The lady walks up to me and says, you know, this interview was approved, but not really. So if anything happens, you're going to have to be last.
To you?
Yes. You said it directly to me.
So it's all the other radio
that?
People?
Three others there, and I'm
who
there.
Who are you dealing with?
You're like, look, I'm black.
There's one guy from K104 who's black.
All right.
And the other two are also. I don't know where they're from, but...
But they were black?
Yes. Everyone's black. So we're standing back there, and she tells me...
That could have been your chance to be the outlier.
Stand out?
And she tells me I'm going to be last. So I said, okay, that's fine. So they move everybody to a separate room because Snoop doesn't want to do it in the green room. We have to go somewhere else.
Well,
they have meet and greets.
Can't do it in the green room.
They have people that paid, I believe, $100 a piece so they can get back there and meet and greet Snoop Dogg. So
where was he? House of Blues?
House of Blues.
Packed?
Yes.
Okay.
Jam-packed.
I would think.
So we're all back there, and they tell the radio guys to go first. Okay, radio, go in there now. And I said, well, they told me I was going to be last. No, go in there right now. So all the radio guys, they don't have recording equipment. They're just in there to take pictures. That's it.
What?
That's it.
Oh, my God. Really?
So the guy from 104 goes first.
So they just want the camera phone picture with Snoop?
No. And they wouldn't let you use the camera phone. I tried to use my phone to take a picture. They said no. So they send the 104 guy in there. He takes a picture, shakes his hand, says something. He leaves. Next guy. They take a picture.
Well, they have professional photographer taking pictures?
No. The Capitol Records chick with her
Weird.
They're not there to do an interview. Camera. They were the radio station.
Yeah, no, they didn't do any interview or anything. Right. This one guy had a poster and he had Snoop sign it. He took a picture. He left. The next guy did the same thing. And so I'm there. I have my recorder out. But they say, okay, take this picture. I took a picture. They ushered me out. And I said, well, I'm supposed to have an interview. And they said, well, you know what? These people paid $100 a piece for this meet and greet. We don't want to disrespect them. So when they're done taking all these pictures, if he wants to talk, you can go in there for an interview.
So I said, okay. So he's not overhearing you discuss this.
No. So I go in there. I take my picture with Snoop, and I walk right out. So now you have Snoop. So about 50 people are in there meeting and greeting. They're taking these pictures, and I'm just standing there waiting, and I'm thinking, man, this thing is not going to happen. They're going to say he doesn't want to do it, walk out. Well, after the last person, hey, radio, come on in here. Time to go now.
Radio.
So you're going to this.
They're calling radio.
And I felt like Cuba. Yeah, I felt like Cuba Gooding Jr. Like, where's my shopping cart? Grabbing all my stuff in it. Radio, let me roll in there. Radio, so this is where the audio picks up. They tell me beforehand, you have 3 minutes. And that's it. And this dude named Tiny, who is about 6'10 and about 400, telling me, you have 3 minutes, dude, and that's it. So I said, okay, so we're going to pick this audio up from where they're calling me radio, and they usher me in, and hilarity will ensue.
Radio.
Okay, this lady.
Hold on, I've already heard Snoop.
I already heard Warren G.
This lady walks in and hands Snoop 6 blunts. And that's why he told her, hey, you can't hide one. Because she literally has 6 blunts in her hand, and she hands them to Snoop right when I walk in. All right?
Think he lives in a different world?
That's why he's telling her she can't hide it. All right, here you go.
Come on. Ready?
Yeah.
You can't hide the one that you drop, are you? I'm trying to hide the one.
I fluffed it. I was a fluffer. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
Here with the great Snoop Dogg. Snoop, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm slow motion with the potion. What's happening with it?
Pause.
Oh,
it.
Nothing much.
All right. Is this awesome at this moment?
Oh, it's great. I'm nervous. It's Snoop. I am nervous. I've never seen him live before, and I'm standing right next to him. It's Snoop.
Yeah, it is.
I'm shaking in my boots, dude. I'm really nervous.
Should we carry it over?
This is a wonderful moment.
Or you want to?
I think we should make it.
No. Carry it over?
Yeah, you're going to want to stop it.
Carry it over
a couple times during this.
Donovan,
you're
clearly
just sitting there with Snoop.
Awesome. Yeah, we're standing up, but it's there. I'm right there, Snoop.
Donovan
right next to
clearly
me.
Has tracked skinny. Down Snoop.
Snoop, the not, fluffer and 6 blunts.
Not as tall as I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not as tall, but it's Snoop.
Is he really fat? Got a big gut now? All right, it's clearly Snoop. We find out what happened next. 216. It is Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Donovan Lewis chased down one of the Moby Dicks of our show, don't you think?
Yeah, how long have we been trying to get him on? Since we invented him or discovered him 3 years ago?
For something like 2,896 episodes, Dan.
I think since old school, probably. Since the green hat.
Dabba dabba dizzle, push dizzle dizzle.
Although we went and saw him before old school, right?
Oh, yeah. Dude, come on. Snoop didn't need old school. Old school needed Snoop.
True that.
Let's be clear about things.
And then we thought we had a line on him. In fact, Donovan did.
Went out there during the Snooper Bowl.
When you went to the Snooper Bowl, it was the same setup Tom gave you this weekend.
Right.
As he gave you for the Snooper Bowl. Except, like, hey, show up.
Well, except Dion kind of gave us the impression that...
Yeah, but we still had the show up and find me.
And I thought...
You would rather have something more concrete.
I thought that had more chance than this. So when I failed at Snooper Bowl, I thought, man, this surely is going to be a disaster because this is even more loose than what it was out at in Lancaster.
You walk in, he's sitting on the throne.
The dog father is right there with his goblet and his Steeler jersey.
He's handed 6 blunts and...
All right, so did you go... Because we talked about this a little earlier, but you said, all right, I'll try to get the liner first because... if they cut me off.
Yeah, I just didn't. I wanted to make sure I get it, but I went against that, and I got the liner at the end.
Ooh.
But just was nervous. Didn't know they called. They're calling me radio. I push my shopping cart into the back. I go in there, and Snoop's just standing there, and they're saying, "Go for it. You have 3 minutes. Knock it out." So here we go. Stop and start as you please.
Radio. Radio.
Ready.
Yeah, thank you. You can't hide the one that you drop, are you?
I'm
trying to hide the one.
I fluffed it. I was a fluffer. No, I'm kidding.
Here with the great Snoop Dogg. Snoop, what's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm slow motion with the potion. What's happening with it?
Oh, nothing much, man. First time I've ever seen you live. I want to tell you, really enjoyed the show, but I really enjoyed you on the Donald Trump roast. The line that you gave to Snooki and Situation, saying that the white folks trying to act black all look alike to you. Now, did you write that line? Is that a Snoop Dogg original?
You know. Hey, man, you know, I just have fun. That's what I do. I like having fun.
Now, do you have people writing the roast material for you, or do you write that yourself?
I mean, you know, I'm Snoop Dogg, man. You know what I do.
So now...
Are we in the post-show?
He is so baked.
You know, but what he's doing right now... He's trying to get that blunt to light just right. So he's really not
he's distracted.
Focused on what I'm talking about because he's trying to get this thing lit and ready for action. So okay. that's taking his...
So this is pre-blunt, Snoop.
This is...
Interesting.
Well, you know, during the show. This
well,
is,
pre this blunt.
Yes, this is like 1:30 in the morning. So he is absolutely gone. He's even said on the stage, I'm so high. So
oh, this is last
sure
night.
Think though,
yeah. That late, huh?
Yeah.
You would
yeah.
sure think he's built up an immunity, though, over all these years.
Oh, yeah, you would think, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I would think there'd be people there to light his blunts for him, too.
And now I'm thinking he just has no interest in talking, man, and I'm getting a little more nervous about what's going on, so I try to bring in a subject that he likes a lot. So here we go. Saying that the white folks trying to act black all look alike to you. Now, did you write that line? Is that a Snoop Dogg original?
You know. Hey, man, you know, I just have fun. That's what I do. I like having fun.
Now, do you have people writing the roast material for you, or do you write that yourself?
I mean, you know. I'm Snoop Dogg, man. You know what I do.
I'm Snoop Dogg.
Well, I want to say sorry about that Super Bowl, man. I know you're a big Steelers fan.
It's okay. I mean, nobody even thought we'd be there. We made it there. We'll be back.
Now,
pause
as far
it.
As that. You hear the lighter in the background?
Well, let's get a sports bully there. Really? Nobody thought the Steelers would be there? Were they pretty popular?
Actually, the sports bully is wondering how he can go back and forth from Raiders to the Steelers so often. He's a very confused football fan over the years.
But I think they were a popular preseason pick. If we can weather this four-game Roethlisberger suspension, we'll be fine.
Right.
So now I'm, because I was reading up on Snoop Dogg this weekend, and I saw that totally to Bob's point because on Wikipedia they list him as a Patriots fan, a Steelers fan, a Cowboys fan. I mean, they list him as all these fans. So, and I heard he was a big fan of Tony Romo. So I'm gonna bring that up also. Here we go.
We'd be there. We made it there. We'll be back.
Now, as far as that, I've heard you're a big
I want to say sorry about the Dallas Cowboys not being there too. since you want to be sorry about. Be sorry about that, about y'all losing your fat coach, about y'all not making nothing, just being horrible. You sorry about that? And I'm sorry about the Lakers winning the championship last year, and I'm sorry about them winning it this year.
Not a big way, Phillip, saying you're a Cowboy fan also?
No, I'm just sorry that y'all didn't make it. And y'all had to rent out y'all booths and all them seats that y'all had that Jerry Jones messed off with the fans. I'm sorry to hear all that.
I heard you're a big Romo fan, though.
Romo, all right with me. I like Tony.
Oh!
I like a couple players.
Yes! Yes! We get the toke right in the middle of the...
live.
Right in the middle of what's going on.
I would always have imagined, like, just in my parody of interviewing Snoop, my, you know, caricature of it, I would imagine, yes, he would light up right in the middle of it. But that would certainly be silly, right?
Right.
You know...
I mean...
Or even going back.
That's a vicious stereotype. To paint him with, that he has to have it right during the interview. Certainly, he would wait a couple minutes.
Now, you do realize, in retrospect, that he was yanking your chain, right? When you said, sorry about the Steelers, he didn't really care about the Cowboys. He's
I was just...
Sorry about the Cowboys.
He's getting back to you.
Yeah, he's pushing your balls.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
All them seats that y'all had that Jerry Jones messed off with the fans, I'm sorry to hear all that.
I heard you're a big Romo fan, though.
Romo, all right with me. I like Tony. I like a couple of players on y'all team. Ever. Austin is a gangster. I like Felix Jones. Y'all got a few riders out there. Ware is a gangster. Y'all got some riders out there. But, you know, it starts with coaching, though. You got to have a gangster coach. Like the Steelers, we got a gangster coach. That's where it starts. It starts up top. Coach got to implement what's real and what's not. When y'all had Wade Phillips, well, nothing had it. His name should be Bum Phillips.
That's his daddy.
But he's a bum.
Now, did you think 20 years ago, man, that this brand, the Snoop Dogg brand, would be where it is right now? You know, teenage Snoop Dogg's probably just trying to get enough money to make his way and get a girl or two. But now this thing is just unbelievable right now.
Yeah, it's all about just pursuing your goals and, you know, staying in the right position to keep yourself where you're supposed to be at and just surrounding yourself with the right energy and the right kind of people. That's what I think is a tribute to, you know, where it is and, you know, where it come from. Because it's been points in time where, you know, it felt like it was over with or it was going to come to an end. But it's just all about the people and the surroundings and the methods of madness as far as just the approach that I take to try to do what I do.
Now, if MTV is going to show Jersey Shore, they need another season of Doggy Fizzle Televizzle. What's up with that?
They didn't want to pay me, though. See, they paying them all that money for that garbage. But they didn't want to pay me at the time. You know what I'm saying? We was going into our second season, and they wanted to offer me like $10,000 or something to that effect. I'm like, man, I'm bigger than that. I need to get paid some real money. And they didn't want to pay me, so I stepped away. But, I mean, you know, it's other networks, and, I mean, I'm still me. I still got that in me, you know what I'm saying? So whoever want action out of it, all y'all got to do is dial it in and put the money on the table, and it will be what it's going
to
be.
That's... My contribution is, I said, you need to mention Doggy Fizzle, because I feel...
Doggy Fizzle Televizzle.
Now, it's been like 10 years, but I recall that...
It really is.
I seem to recall that being so underrated. That's a really funny show, but maybe I was blunt influenced at the time. I don't know. I'd like to go back. I'd like to get a DVD of that and have us all watch it tonight.
I think it's probably better in your memory.
By 4 o'clock. If we could.
And they didn't want to pay me, so I stepped away. But, I mean, you know, it's other networks, and, I mean, I'm still me. I still got that in me, you know what I'm saying? So whoever want action out of it, all y'all got to do is dial it in and put the money on the table, and it will be what it's going to be.
I thought Doggy Style was top 5 album, rap album of all time. But what's on your iPod, man? What fires you up? Take your songs
Pause
out
it.
Of it. What fires
you? You're really not grilling him here now, are you? I think you're really the greatest ever. So what is on your...
Oh, I got the rap then, so that I was going to go kind of deep into that question, but I got the rap, I got the look.
Oh, you were getting a look from a guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Already?
I'm at 3 minutes now, so I was getting a look in the rap, and I had to get that line, so I just cut that question short. It wasn't saying, you're so great.
No, I'm just
what
kidding.
Do you have?
I'm kidding. That's what I would say to him.
I love...
Although I would say...
I do love his Wikipedia here about his sports fandom.
Yeah, and then that's what I was reading.
Snoop is an avid fan of hometown teams, Los Angeles Dodgers and Los Angeles Lakers. Snoop is also an avid Pittsburgh Steelers fan and is often seen wearing Pittsburgh Steelers apparel. Snoop has mentioned that his love for the Steelers began in the 70s during the team's dynasty years while watching the team with his grandfather growing up in L.A. In 2005, Snoop mentioned that he wanted to be an NFL head coach, probably for the Steelers. The following year, he was in attendance for the Steelers' victory at Super Bowl 40. And later in Super Bowl 43. He is also a fan of the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys.
There's a Patriots thing in there.
Oh, and he also has shown affection for the New England Patriots.
Wow.
There you go. That was my research.
Patriots, Raiders, Cowboys, Steelers. Okay. Totally plausible.
Put the money on the table and it will be what it's going to be.
I thought Doggy Style was top 5 album, rap album of all time. But what's on your iPod, man? What fires you up? Take your songs out of it. What fires you up?
Old school R&B, Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, Curtis Mayfield, Isley Brothers. You know, things like that. Tim Priest, The Moments, One Way, Bootsy Collins. Good music.
Well, thank you so much for your time. One last thing. Could you identify yourself and say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket?
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right. Yeah.
That's all we wanted.
Wow.
so very pleased.
You met Snoop.
There you go.
Your shirt smelled like pot when you left.
Oh, my gosh. Yep. I was so hungry on the way home.
You had gotten pulled over.
I was going to stop and get some nice, about 3 cheeseburgers or something. I was really hungry.
Now, was there a party going on behind you that he was just going to turn and walk into?
No. The green room had dispersed all the meet and greet. I think they're on their way to New Orleans. For a show. Don't know when, but I kept hearing him say, okay, off to New Orleans, see you in New Orleans. So.
Well, that was very wonderful. It's always good to track down the dog father. Do we have that ESPN audio? I don't remember what this is, but I do remember someone asking him about his football allegiance, so I just wanted to check what this was.
You are a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and remind me again why you chose the Steelers living out of Long Beach.
1970s, it was either the Raiders, Cowboys, or the Steelers. I chose the Steelers because they was nasty. They had great defense. They had a nice offense. And I just loved the way they get out.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There you
go. Makes total sense. All right. The 70s, there was a 3-team NFL. And, you know, a team in Los Angeles. But let's not worry about them. They're the Rams.
Listen to that line one more time.
Okay.
On the ticket. Like, right now. Right.
One last thing. Could you identify yourself and say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket?
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time, man. All right.
Did he say, believe that?
He said, my man.
Ah, yes.
No N-word.
Now, so much
Nobody
of that
the
on
N-word.
The stage.
No,
and,
are you happy or disappointed?
I just thought I might have heard Donovan, you know, more in his natural habitat with Snoop.
I was cursed at so much on stage from all the artists before and Snoop.
Oh, really?
Throw your MF hands in the air. It's like, okay.
Did you wave them like that?
Why so angry?
Man, damn. All right,
did you
I'm
wave
waving
them like you didn't care?
Wow. It's, I have a lot of spare acts up there before Snoop. Ooh. About 3 or 4 of them that you're going, okay, let's bring it on.
They can't all be super awesome.
I guess not. But Snoop, live, it's a must-see.
All right.
Unbelievable.
He's got a new album coming out, end of the month.
Thank goodness.
Oh, this is Tom trying to get his plug in.
Just saying.
Yeah,
we're all very excited.
You know what? Cheryl from Capitol Records and Kevin, I don't know where he's from, but they helped out a lot in getting this interview. So, thank you.